Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who's in the studio lounge, none other than the one and only John Deering from Capstone. How are you, sir?
Great, Mike. Good to be here.
Good to see you as well. Yeah, thanks for making time from your busy schedule. I know you're all over. I've seen you in like a dozen places.
A few meetings here and there.
It's a good place to see
a lot of people in a short amount of time.
Indeed. Yeah, and speaking of that, how's it going? Any highlights to share from Nakiso this year?
Well, the number one reason I come is just the opportunity to see friends, clients, make new friends, see the new innovation as well, I guess, is also included in there. So just in this room where you're set up, there's a lot of new organizations to learn more about. So I love that.
Yeah, each year I've been coming here, gosh, I don't know how many years now, quite a few, but it just, the exhibit part of it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and even the big room in there where they're doing all the main stuff is massive, so this conference is growing by leaps and bounds, which is, I think, a really good sign for the industry.
Well, I have to say, you asked highlights, so actually, I enjoyed the Barry Sanders conversation yesterday,
or
2 days ago now, I keep losing track of
yesterday.
Time. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So he was impressive.
Yep, that's what I heard. Good stuff. And a lot of Detroit Lions football fans, I think, were in there as well.
Yes, and he was asking for more, I think. There was one Bears fan that stood up and got a little heat.
Can't have that. Not to Barry, of all people. Nicest guy on planet Earth, my goodness. All right. Hey, I want to talk to you about the proliferation of QSOs, which I think, again, is a great sign for the industry and its future. Of all these really cool organizations that are coming together and working with credit unions to better the industry, and some really cool solutions in here. So I want to talk to you about, because you guys are like right in the middle of all this stuff on a daily basis. So share with me what your thoughts are on the amount of QSOs that are out there now and where you see it headed.
Well, I think I see it headed, and there's going to be more and more on the new technology, new innovation side. I also think there's going to be more and more QSOs created on some of the historically mature spaces, if you will, in back office. Call it HR, administration, healthcare, compliance, lots of examples there that I think QSOs make a lot of sense to help the credit union community continue to thrive in the future. And still another category where our bread and butter is for Capstone, quite frankly, is helping QSOs to not only form but also acquire privately held organizations to bring talent, technology, product, and market opportunity to the credit union and QSO community. So as an example, take another more mature, I know we've done a lot of fintech discussions over the recent time, but I think, again, taking my theme of more mature is sexy now, title agencies, wealth management, insurance, some of those more historic, if you will, QSO opportunities are starting to bubble up to the surface again as non-interest income generating opportunities for the credit unions as they continue to have challenges with the reduction of the bad fees, if you will, that will continue.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what's the why behind that, but you just explained it. But it's great to see those kind of established categories rise to the
top. That's probably better than mature.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all right. Just semantics. No big deal. So, but I mean, because we talk about fintech every two breaths, but it's great to see, again, these established categories.
Well, I think QSO, the great thing, sorry to cut you off, but the great thing on QSOs, Mike, is it is a vehicle that works in both environments, right? Because on the fintech and cutting edge, bleeding edge, if you will, it's a great way to get the credit union community to come together with these entrepreneurs and serve the members better, right? On the more mature side, there might be a different risk profile for the investor credit unions in these CUSO holding companies or CUSO direct investments into organizations. So there's something for everybody with CUSOs, which is the wonderful thing.
Well, look in this room.
Right, right.
Definitely something for everybody.
Absolutely.
In here.
Absolutely.
And that, again, that, I think that's a great sign for the industry. And speaking of a great sign, where do you see it heading in 2024? Because it seems like it's continuing to ramp up.
Absolutely. So ramp up. Yes, there's more CUSOs starting every day.
That's your terminology, by the way, John.
Yes.
Ramping up.
CUSOs ramping up, yes. So 2024, 2025, I think, are going to be massive ramp-up years. The snowball is building, and the momentum is building really nicely for the CUSO community. And specifically, the number one thing on the board is people want more scale. In every part of their business now. Mm-hmm. And CUSOs can help with that. Aggregation, right, is a word I'd use that's contributing to this ramp up.
Yeah, no doubt. And I remember at last year's NACUSO, again, another crowded exhibit hall last year. I think this one's probably bigger.
It is.
But I heard somebody was kind of joking that there's going to be more CUSOs than credit unions eventually.
Yep.
You might have been the one who told me that.
I have been known to say that. So we're far off, right?
Oh,
we're in the high 4,000s now on the credit union, and still, you know, call it 11, 1,200, 1,300 CUSOs in that area, depending on whose list you're looking at. But the good news is that there are also a lot of dormant CUSOs that credit unions have on their books. Mm-hmm. That there's, because of this conference and other folks out there that are talking about CUSOs, they're starting, executives and boards at credit unions are starting to look at some of those dormant, unused CUSO vehicles that are available to them to try to do something new and better for their membership as well.
Okay.
So there's a bit of that trend line as well.
That's something new for me.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you have to you don't save a ton of time, because it doesn't take that long to document a new CUSO startup.
Right.
But there is, if there's some asset in that CUSO that's legacy that can be leveraged, you know, you might as well do it.
Agreed. Yeah. And I should have asked you this up front, but how does Capstone, how do you guys work with CUSOs and get them going and then keep them going, all that type of stuff in the industry? I should have asked you that up front, but
sure.
I'll give you guys a Capstone plug.
So thank you for that opportunity, Mike. So Capstone's been around as growth engineers for about 28 years now. We're agnostic when it comes to industry, meaning we've worked in over 120 industries. But over the past 18 years, I've spent a career almost now in the CUSO community working on external growth programs. And external growth could be acquisition, investment, joint ventures, licensing, all sorts of ways to help the credit union utilize a CUSO to grow and expand and drive either non-interest income or better service back to their members. So how we work is twofold. One, on the upfront strategy and planning, so a lot of facilitation, consultative services, building alignment between boards and leadership on the direction of travel for an external growth program. Okay. So we complement the normal strategic plan, which is usually more organic in nature, and we bring that external growth component to it. Then, because the whole business model is to have a seamless solution, if you will, for our clients, we also have the expertise and the arms and legs to execute on that plan. So we're not developing the plan and then it goes on the shelf, so to speak. We're actually helping and complementing the teams at our clients at the CUSO level to actually go out and prioritize acquisition candidates. If you want to move into a new geographic market and you know you want to be in title insurance, who are all the players? Which ones are the best ones?
Yeah.
Opening the doors with those owners and then facilitating everything from valuation to due diligence to closing.
Okay.
That's our business.
And everything in between. Oh,
yep.
My gosh. Do you help, like, CUSOs get started? Or
we do. We
then obviously can keep them going. Well, okay, that said, I'm glad the answer is yes, because have you seen, over the years working with them, what's the recipe for success for a CUSO? I mean, is there some things that you guys look for and go, hey, you know what, this one's really going to take off?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the people and the market demand, right? If you have both of those, your likelihood of success goes up twofold, right? But if you're missing one of those, or there's not clarity on the market opportunity, for example, then, you know, decline success rates left and right. But with those two things in alignment, if there's a multi-owned QSO as opposed to a wholly owned QSO, you also need to add the third element, which is alignment across the ownership group, the member credit union, so to speak. And if in today's environment, you also have a lot of QSOs that have credit union folk and outside entrepreneurs involved in the ownership. So you want to make sure people are aligned on the plan and the opportunity as well. Yeah, well, so those are a couple.
I would think those folks would know going in. Okay, we got to, I would, or at least I would hope. I don't know, I'm not in that business, so I'm not sure. But I would hope if you're going to bring in some investors that they would be aligned with your vision as well.
Well, I think, sure, at a base level, that would be the case. But as an example, I'm also a big advocate of the credit union owners utilizing the product at the QSO, as opposed to just being a passive, what's called a passive investor in the organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, that's how you really make a difference in the QSO success.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, I mean, that's almost like a focus group, if you will. If you can take a fintech company, for example. Hey, we got this new iteration of our solution. Yeah. Let's give it a go.
Right.
Try it out. So, of course, yeah. So, yeah. So, I think it's a great vehicle for that, for sure.
I mean, there's, you know, the drivers for success include some other elements as well, as far as understanding up front what the next chapter is going to look like, right? So business planning kind of 101, and then having milestones, working toward them, alignment, and having, you know, time to celebrate, if you will, along the way. So that's important too.
Okay, gusto. And what else are you doing here at NACUSA? Are you on any panels or any sessions? Or
no, not this
obviously
year.
Obviously networking? So.
Yeah, definitely networking. Okay. Obviously a lot of clients that are here that want airtime, transaction work that we're working on between people that are here, and coalescing those opportunities more is a couple of reasons that I'm here for.
Great.
Sure.
Good deal. Alrighty, sir. Well, I know you're a busy guy here, and I don't want to keep you too long, but I always thank you for your time and your insight, sir. Always appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
John Behring, everybody, Capstone. Go check him out, doing some good stuff in the not only in the QSO realm, but so many other areas as well. Go check him out. Good stuff.
NACUSA Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafi, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.